listening to Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. Welcome to another episode of Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. This one is a special one. You see, I wrote it 5 years ago during a late night, the day I was terminated by my employer after 8 years of loyal service to the company. Actually, it was a bittersweet moment for me when I got called to the meeting with HR and my director. You see, I knew what they were about to tell me. I played the game until the end. I would have won an Oscar for my acting performance in that meeting. I do have to say, it was an excellent performance. Yes, it was. After 30 years in a career in sales, I have learned early on to be good in what you do. You have to learn to play the game. I worked with plenty of people that lied and eventually backstabbed me. I have to say, I did meet a few great people as well. I played the game with the liars and the backstabbers every day. I knew what they were up to, and they never suspected that I knew. I got satisfaction in it because I continued making money for many years, growing my salary year after year. Don't get me wrong, I don't recommend this for anyone. It worked for me because I always knew what the end game was. The corporate world is a jungle. The strong survive. Learn to play the game and you will make money. If you don't learn to play the game, well, look into doing something else. This is especially true in the world of sales. So let's get into it. I titled it Career Autopsy, Postmortem Examination. Here goes. Most of us are extremely busy multitasking with our daily tasks, day after day, as the weeks turn into months and months into years. As the years go by, through all the ups and downs of sales cycles, suddenly your career is on the table in a county coroner's lab for examination as to the cause of death for your career. Let's stop and take a step back to track the events in your career. You don't have to get to the coroner's lab to examine your career. Start today. Regardless where you are in your career, looking back into your relationships and the decisions taken will give you a clear picture of who you are, what your expectations are, and where you set the path for your future. You will see that no matter how good or bad a working relationship was, you actually learned something from it, and it is now a quality that you gained from that relationship. Be honest with yourself as you reflect on your various stages in your career. Evaluate your performance and think about your relationships for both internal and external customers. It is critical for your career pathing process. Make a list of all the positives and the negatives in each of your career stages. If you are in a leadership role, do you mentor your team? Do you lead by example? Do you empower the team members? At the same time, the individuals that you report to, how is your current relationship with them? You will have all of your answers to where you are in your career by honestly assessing your working relationship. Humans are all about relationships. From the moment we are born, the touch and sound of our mom and dad sets the path to our journey. Eventually, that journey involves careers in various fields, but they all have the same common factor. That is the human relationship. In every healthy relationship, there are three key ingredients: communication, respect, and trust. If any of these three ingredients are missing in a relationship, it's a dead end. I repeat, it's a dead end. Everyone thinks that they are great with all three ingredients. However, in many cases, how people communicate and the actions they demonstrate sends a completely different message, which eventually impacts the three key ingredients in the relationship. People skills are critical in every business. For some, these skills are a challenge. What is important to understand, success in any relationship requires the confidence within yourself. I repeat, the confidence within yourself. When starting a new relationship, always remember the three ingredients: communication, respect, trust. It will not take you long to evaluate your relationship. You need to be keyed into these three critical ingredients that will impact your career path. If any of these are lacking, take the appropriate measures to realign your career path. I repeat, realign your career path. So take a moment from your fast-paced environment to reflect on where you have been in your career. Focus on some of the difficulties that you have had or may be having, and I can tell you that a positive will come out of it. The point I'm trying to make is that it doesn't have to be a career autopsy. Instead, reflect now on where your career started, where you are today, and where you want to go in the future. You will make it happen. The most important thing to remember, to be honest with yourself. That is very, very important. You have to be honest with yourself. Just remember, where there is a will, there is a way. I repeat, where there is a will, there is a way. Hopefully, the title of this podcast was an eye-grabber and helped to motivate someone out there in our fast-paced world. The journey of life, just like in business, starts and finishes with relationships. My parents were true believers of the phrase, never give up, and that all begins with yourself. For any change to happen, it has to start within, and that is within you. There you go. Something to think about and reflect on your own career, what you are going through, and what you would like to do differently. Do you have an end game? Do you know what is your next move? Remember one thing: do your best. Take pride of the work that you do. When that day comes, hold your head up high. Play the game and know that it was their loss, not yours. And just smile. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Allegris Live, Uncut, Uncensored. And remember, be kind to one another. Stay humble. Let the good within you shine on the outside. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Legris Live, Uncut, Uncensored.